First, to the intent God, from whom all goodness descends, may be truly preached and reverently served and obeyed, some grave men, well learned in the scriptures and of good life and conversation, are to be chosen to set an order in matters of religion. The benefices and other spiritual promotions are to be considered for the better encouragement of students, and in this part may be considered impropriations lately made, lands of prebends and bishoprics taken away without sufficient recompense since the death of King Henry VIII. Some moderation may also be used in the first fruits. There must also good foresight be used in the ordaining of priests and other ecclesiastical ministers. For the order of the realm in other policy, the chief point is to restore the laws to their authority without suffering any matters to be ordered otherwise than the laws appoint. If the laws be well executed, it shall maintain obedience, teach men of all sorts to honour their vocations. It shall encourage all honest men and all to silence. To this end shall much consider of the justices and other officers of the late king be well chosen, men that be no bribes, well learned, and such as live in fear of God, all licenses of retainers are to be called in. It must also be considered that the expenses of the queen be so moderated as the country may be able to bear it, and have wherewith also to resist the enemy. And, for this cause, all such superfluous men charged as have of late crept in are to be taken away, and the state of the household, Admiralty, Ordnance, Mint, Ireland, Calais, Berwick-upon-Tweed, and other places reduced as near the same charges as they were in the latter end of King Henry VII or the beginning of King Henry VIII. Consideration is to be had of all exchanges or gifts of lands or fee farms granted since the death of King Henry VIII. The payment of debts to be foreseen as soon as possibly may be. The treaties with foreign princes are to be confirmed. Ordnance and munitions to be provided, order to be set for the governance of Ireland, and a deputy to be appointed there, the new enacted courts to be considered, and the superfluous charges thereof taken away. Good consideration is also to be had for the true payments of customs. The office of Warden General or Deputy Warden General of all the marches against Scotland to cease. The abode of the ambassadors sent to the Emperor and French King for the treaty of peace between them to also be considered for as much as the same stands Her Majesty in £20 a day.